This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We're learning this morning Masechta Chagiga, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're going to go back to Yud Gimel and Beis on the bottom. The Gemara said, the Gemara is discussing a pasuk in Daniel about Nahar Dinar. Nahar Dinar is a burning hot river, which is associated with Gehenna. Somehow one of the travails of Gehenna is immersing in the burning hot river of Dinar. In fact, I spoke out, there's a very interesting Bir Halacha. We know that Shabbos is Me'in Oilam Haba. In fact, the Bir Halacha quotes the Tairas Chaim, that when you eat fish Friday night, you should imagine this is Me'in Oilam Haba, this is the Levyasan. And when you have Basar Friday night, you should imagine it's the Shar Habar. But he also says that when you take a hot shower on Friday, you should imagine yourself going through Nahar Dinar as the Gehenna before Gan Eden. Halavai, the Gehenna should only be a hot shower. And Halavai, the hot shower, should take the place of Gehenna. But there is a concept of Nahar Dinar. Nahar Dinar occupies an important place in Machshavas Yisrael. It's part of the Gehenna. And there's an idea that the Gemara said that Nahar Dinar is created by the sweat of the Malachi Hashareis. Okay. Says the Gemara. And the Gemara said, where does Nahar Dinar fall? It falls on the head of the Gehenna, of the Rasha'im. Ravachara Yaakov, Amar, with two lines from the bottom, Ala Shar Koimtai. It falls on those generations that were... It's very hard to translate this word. The Mahadura Schattenstein translates it, those that were ordained. Generations that were designated to be created, and they couldn't be because they were so wicked, God couldn't even create them, so therefore they go straight to Gehenna. Which is somewhat troublesome. How could they? Why would they go to Gehenna if they were never created? God foresaw they would sin. He couldn't even create them. That's how bad they were. So we're going to see in Tosfos, perhaps. Yeah, Tosfos. Tosfos asks, "V'chi aved dina b'loy dina?" Says the Gemara, "Ravach reyagama alar shar koimtei." On those generations that were ordained, how many generations were there? We know the Torah was given in the 1,000th generation. The problem is, the Torah, we say, Davar Tzivu, thank you. We say the Torah was Davar Tzivu Lelefdar. The Torah was given in the 1,000th generation, but it wasn't, because Moshe Rabbeinu was generation 26. So there's an idea that the Torah existed 974 generations before the world was created. However, Rashi adds, Al HaTov Tov Kuf Ayin Dalet Doirois, on the 974 generations, Shehevir min ha'olam, that God removed from the world, Koidah Matan Torah, before the Torah was given, V'loi Baran, and He did not create them. Kedektani lakaman, as we said later, V'nasnan b'gehenim, and He placed them in Gehenim. V'aleim noifel. And this is who Nahar Dinar falls on. Shenemar bohen, V'nahar yutzak, Yusoidam, V'haynu Nahar Dinar shemutzak aleim. Nahar Dinar pours on these generations. Amar Rav Shimon HaChassid. Rav Shimon HaChassid said, Elu tisham meos v'shivim v'arba doyos. These are the 974 generations. Shekoimtoi lihibarois. That were ordained to be created. Koidim shenivra oilam. Before the world was created. V'le nivru, and they were not created. Says Rashi. Nigzar aleim lihibarois. God decreed on them that they should be created. Lios koidim matan Torah. That they should exist before the Torah was given. L'kaye mashenamra. To fulfill that which it says. Davar. Siva la'elef dar. Ru'u yahaisa tara li'nasin l'saif elef dar. The Torah was worthy to be given in the thousandth generation. U'kisharash in oilam eskayim b'loi Torah. God saw that these generations could not exist without the Torah. Therefore, amad v'tardan. God preoccupied them. Now, there are two gersois in the Gemara. Some are gersois, God preoccupied them. Tardan. If you look in our Gemara, the gersois says v'shaslan. He planted them in every generation. And He gave the Torah after 26 generations. In other words, really the Torah should have been given in the 1,000th generation. Like we say every morning in Shacharis. You know what Shacharis is? We have a 7 o'clock minyan. We have an 8:15 minyan. They're both booming. So if anybody wants to join, Baruch Hashem, everyone could start coming to the minyan now because we don't need you. We don't even need you anymore. Okay? So, So, I'm just joking. Okay? So the 26th generation was the generation that the Torah was given. But really it should have been given after 1,000 generations. But the Ribbono Shel Olam saw that those 974 generations cannot exist without the Torah. So what did Hashem do? Let's go with our Gersa in the Gemara. The Shaslan B'chol Dar V'Dar. He planted them in every generation. Now, who are they? Who are these Chevra? The Hein Hein Azei Panim Shebedar. They are the brazen-faced of the generation. So you say, who are they? You know exactly who they are. The Chutzpinyaks. They are from the 974 generations before the Torah was given. Okay. From Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, Asher Koimtoi Lebracha. So the first Lashon of the Gemara is Nahar Dinar falls on the heads of the wicked people. Now, excuse me, let's just go back to Tosfos for a moment, because there's a philosophical issue over here, namely, how would God punish generations that didn't sin and were not created? So Rashi says, V'ikalamanda Amar V'shaslan, Perish Rashi, L'filashan Rishain, Nasan Nishmasan B'gehenim V'lay Nivru. He placed their souls in the Gehenim, and they were not created. Would God issue judgment for no due cause? Kima pashu lios begehenim. What did they sin that they should be in Gehenim? God foresaw that they would sin and he put them in Gehenim, but they didn't sin yet. Why would God punish them?
Idea of Ben Sayer Meira.
Good. So at least Ben Sayer Meira, he did something. First of all, Ben Sayer Meira, God is not punishing. God is saving. God, here you have a bad person, so Hashem is taking them away from the world for them to avoid sin. Here, they didn't sin. God made them avoid sin, and he's still throwing them in the Gehenna. So Tosfos says, the Tardan means, God made sure they would not be created together. Just a few in every generation. That means every Makayim, Kedusha, you have a few of these 974 nicks. And otherwise the world will be destroyed. So he spreads them out. Somebody once told me Big Yisoid in shuls. Remember in the last shul, there was one guy who was, he rivaled what they tried to do in Chicago, Mamish. But somebody told me, this guy was the grandson of one of the biggest, if not one of the biggest Rosh Hashivas in Eretz Yisrael. He ended up in my shul. So he said, we should keep the guy in the shul. Why? So because if this guy goes, a different guy is going to take his place. There's every makom has to have them. Otherwise, there's just the reality of the way makom HaKadusha operate. So Tosfos says like this, that the God placed them in every generation, and once he placed them in every generation, they did sin, and therefore Nahar Dinar pours on them. Meaning it's not the pshat God removed them and took them out of the world. He removed them that they shouldn't be created together. He then sprinkled them in various generations. And once these people sinned in various generations, then God punished them in Nahar Dinar. Fine. That's the first lashon. Second lashon is Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Asher Koimtoi Lebracha. They were ordained for blessing. Hu dechsev, Asher Koimtoi Lebracha, hu dechsev. It's referring to those in the generation who were ordained for blessing. Elu Tamid Chachamim. These refer to the Tamid Chachamim. Shemekamtin Atzman al Divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. That they minimize their sleep in this world to learn. Because if somebody's going to be successful in learning, you can't expect to know Shas and to have a good night's sleep as well. You got to pick one of the two. You have to give up a little sleep, or you have to give up a little bit Torah. So Tamid Chachamim squeeze themselves out of sleep in this world. God will reveal to them the secrets in the world to come. Shenemar Nehar Yutzak Yisoidam. Like a pouring river will be their secrets. Like a pouring river will be their secrets. If you look at the Pasuk quoted on the side of the Gemara in Iov, Chaf Beis, Pasuk Tezayin, we read the pasuk like this. This is how the Marsha explains it. Asher kumtu veloyes. Those who cut down hours of sleep, nahar yutzak, like a raging river, you say them will be the secrets that's revealed to them. God will reveal to them some secrets. So this is the interpretation of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Fine. Amar le Shmuel lechia bar Rav. Shmuel said to Chia bar Rav. Now who's Rav? Anybody know who's Rav? He's an Orthodox rabbi. What do we know about Rav?
Yeah,
He's the bar plukta of Shmuel, right? Rav. Rav is a borderline Amora. He's Rav Tanu Apolog. Sometimes he could even argue on a Tana. Fine. Who is Rav? I mean, his name was Rav. You think his name was Rav? Like, you know my name is not Rabbi, right? You know that's not my name. So what was Rav's name? We don't know. So the Ramami Pano says his name was Rabbi Abba. His name was Rabbi Abba, and they called him Rav. Who's Rabbi Abba? Rabbi Abba wrote the Zayar. You know Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did not write the Zayar, right? You know he didn't write it. He dictated it to Rabbi Abba. Who's Rabbi Abba? Rav. Because Rav was the last Tana. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the end. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the Talmud of who? Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva was the end of the Tanam, time of the Chorban. Rabbi Kiva was the Rebbe of the Rajbi. So Rajbi was a Rebbe of Rabbi Abba, Rav. So Rav was the last of the Tanam, the first of the Amaram. So here we have, look at this Gemara. The Gemara says that Shmuel said to Chia, the son of Rav, Bar Arya, the son of the Torah, Ta, come, Emelecha Milsa, tell me, I'm going to tell you something. Mehani mili mal yusadava amar avuch. From one of the beautiful things your father would say. You know what your father would say? Now here, this is classic, because Shmuel is saying some Kabbalistic teaching that Rav taught, because Rav was the expert in Kabbalah. Kol yoyma v'yoyma, every day nivron malachi asharis minahar dinar. God creates heavenly angels from the har dinar. Va'amri shira, and they sing shira, ubatli, and then they disintegrate. How would you like to live for 2 minutes? Probably would not be a very meaningful, unless though your whole existence is praising Hashem. So listen to this. Rav taught, God creates heavenly angels from the Har Dinar, and they sing Shira, and then they disintegrate. Shenemar, Chadashim Labakarim, new in the morning. Rabba Emunasech, Rashi explains, your praise for them is great. Now, why do they disintegrate? I thought every morning we talk about the Malachi Hasharis, and they're pretty stable. Vayfanim, Chayis HaKodesh, what about Michael, Gabriel? The answer is, there are two kinds of Malachim. There are Malachim that have Derech Eretz, and there are Malachim who don't have Derech Eretz. The Malachim that have Derech Eretz, think about what we say in davening every morning. Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim, Kulam Gibarim, Kulam Oismei Mezunginim. Can I have a sitter, please? Here, listen to this. Okay. V'chulam mekablim aleim om alcho shamayim zemizah. What does zemizah mean? What does that even mean? I'm mekabel malcho shamayim, each one from the other. Like, I'm making it that, who am I to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim? Show me how to do it. Please show me how to do it. No, you show me how to do it. No, you show me how to do it. You show me how to do it. Oh, these are malachim of derech eretz. They could live. V'noistim bi'ava reshus el azeh. I say, no, go ahead. Here's permission. You could praise Hashem. No, you could praise Hashem. No, you could praise Hashem. Just because somebody learns and davens, it doesn't mean they have a right to exist. If somebody does it in an assertive way, they will exist for about 2 minutes. Baruch Hashem doesn't want it. Only the malachim that act as if, no, I need you to show me how to do it. No, you show me how to do it. You give me permission. Benachas ruach, softly, calmly, besafa brura, clearly, not kulam ke'echad, let's all do it together. These malachim last. But earlier, we talk about Yoitzer Mesharsim. Yoitzer Mesharsim are the angels God creates daily, who self-destruct on a daily basis, and they have no right to exist, because they just shout out Shirat Hashem, and they destroyed. They're destroyed. There are two kinds of Malachi Ashares. When we say Derech Eretz Kadma L'Toyra, the Ramban in this week's parasha says, not only does it take precedence over the Torah, not only is it, it's more important than the Torah. Kol Talmid Chacham She'en Bo Idea Nevela Toiva Himeno. Derech Eretz is more important. So anyway, this is what we see over here. That Rav taught daily God creates new angels. Ubatli. and they self-destruct. Shenemar Chadosh and Lugam Rambasach. Upligid of Shom Bar Nachmeni. Dam Rav Shom Bar Nachmeni Amar Yonason. Kol Dibor V'Dibor Shiyotzim Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, that is not where Malachim are created from. They're not created from Nahar Dinar, but every word that God emanates, Nivri Menu Malach Echad, another angel is created. Shenemar, Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, by the word of God, the heaven is created, Uveruach Piv, and by the breath of his mouth, Kol Tzva'am, his entire legion. Says Toysus, Upligia Rishon Bar Nachmeni, he says, Malachim are created by the words of God, and they're not created from Nahar Dinar. So we have Machlokes Amoraim, how are angels created? Rav says they're created by Nahar Dinar, Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says they're created by the word of God. Okay, now we're going to ask a bunch of contradictions of various anthropomorphisms, okay, which are descriptions of God in the physical terminology. So various different physical descriptions of God. One pasuk says in Daniel Parak Zayin, Levushe ketelek chivar, his garment is white like snow. Usa areshe, and the hair of his head, ka'amar neke, is like clean wool. So here we see God has white hair. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, kevutzosav tal talim, his locks are wavy. Shechayres ka'irev, black like a raven. So here it says God has black hair. Now, b'chla, what kind of stira is this? How could he even say such a thing? God has black hair. God has one thing for sure. Ribbono Shel Olam is not a gingy, right? So, but what does it mean? Is Ribbono Shel Olam white or is Ribbono Shel Olam black? Black hair. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says, heaven forbid, God does not take any physical forms. If you believe that God has either white hair or black hair or any hair whatsoever, you're an apikoros. And if you pick up wine that's not mavushal, please let us know. But you can't believe that God has any physical characteristics. What? So the Rabbeinu Chananel says like this. God appears to Nevi'im. He allows the Nevi'im to picture him in a certain form. What is that picture like? That's the question. Not what is God. Not what does God look like. God doesn't look. This is just how the Ribbono Shel Olam allows himself to appear to Nevi'im. Obviously, he doesn't have a physical appearance, because if he did, why would he sometimes look old and sometimes young? So obviously, it's just the way God chooses to appear to Nevi'im. The question is, how does God choose to appear to Nevi'im? It says, Mar loy kasha, kan be yeshiva, kan be mochama. Appear. In their mind's eye, this is how they see it. Okay? So says the Gemara, Loi kasha, kan be yeshiva, kan be molchama. Here we're talking about when God is in the appears in the academy. In the academy, it looks like he has white hair because old age is a maila in terms of knowledge and erudition. But kan be molchama, when God appears in war as a warrior, then he appears with black hair because youth and vigor is a maila when it comes to in terms of battle. The Amar Mar, Ein lecha no'a b'yeshiva el hazakin, there's nothing more beneficial for the academy than old age. Ve'ein lecha no'a b'melchama el habachar, there's nothing more beneficial to warfare than a young person. Okay, next contradiction. Kasav echad oimer, karse shevivin dinar. His throne is fiery flames. Ve'kasav echad oimer, and another pasuk. Now, the interesting thing is not even another pasuk. It's the beginning of that very pasuk, right? It says, "Karsei shaviv and dinar." His throne is fiery flames. Because of Echad Omer, ad di karson, until the thrones Ramyo are set up, va'atik yoimin yasev, and the ancient one of days sit on it. So it says thrones, plural. Does God have one throne or does God have two thrones? Loi kasha echad loy v'echad leDavid, one for him and one for David. One for him, one for David HaMelech. Kedetanya, we learned in a brayse, Echad loy v'echad leDavid. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Omar loy Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yossi Haglili said to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva! Ad masayat ha'oysa shechina chal. Until how long are you going to make the divine presence secular? You're going to equate a human being with God? One for him and one for David? Now, Rav Reuven Margolius, in the Margolius Hayam, and I didn't get a chance to look it up, so I'm going to say it from memory, I hope I got it right. The Lashon of Ad Mosai Ata Oysa Shechina Chol implies this is not the first time Rabbi Akiva did this. Rabbi Akiva elsewhere equated of flesh and blood to God. Where else did Rabbi Akiva do that? Remember, there was somebody by the name of Shimon Hoamsuni, who darshaned every S in the Torah. And then he got up to a pasuk that says, "Es Hashem lekechatira, fear God." And he said, "Who else could you equate that you need to fear other than God?" And he desisted from every drasha he ever wrote. So he probably wrote like 30 svarim. And then he says, "Take all the svarim, put them in Shemus."
Didn't we quote him though with one of the S's, Azariah?
Shimon Hamsuni did not know what to do with Es Hashem lekechatira. Ad Shabbar Rabbi Kiva darash. You know who else you need to fear like God? Elo tamidei chachamim. So they're also Rabbi Kiva equated about Sarvadam to Hakadosh Baruch. So Rabbi Yosef Glili says, Rabbi Kiva, oh, this is your old practice again. You're going to equate Tamid Chachamim to God. Now you're going to equate David HaMelech to God. Ella, but rather, says Rabbi Yosef Glili, Echad L'Divin Yechad L'Tzedakah. One share is for God to execute judgment. One is for Him to execute righteousness. Now the Shaila is, did Rabbi Akiva accept Rabbi Yosef Glili's reinterpretation? Kibla Minei or Loik L'Minei? Did Rabbi Kiva accept it or not? Tashma. By the way, I'm remembering now, there's a Shla HaKadosh and a Gemara in Sanhedrin, a beautiful Gemara. The Gemara says, first we know a famous question is that the brothers were in Cherem not to tell anyone what happened to Yosef. But there were 10 people in this Cherem. Who is the 10th? Hashem. So like, what does Hashem have to do with this? Like, why? How do they get Hashem involved?
Be very helpful for the minions,
right?
Do that.
Right.
So he wasn't able to reveal to Yaakov.
Why not?
Because he was part of the Shmuel.
How do you force Hashem not to, you know, like how they? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Kol ha'choylek al malchus beis David, k'choylek al hashchina." They held Yosef, who wanted to be Melech, who was arguing on Yehuda. That's the equivalent tantamount to being Cholik HaMalchus Beis David. So it's like the Shekhinah was there already. They didn't have to be Mashbi Hashem. He was already in it.
Reuben didn't lose the Bechor yet.
No, what?
Reuben didn't lose the Bechor yet.
No, but Yosef was challenging Yehuda's Malchus.
At this point, they knew Yehuda would be the Melech and not Reuben?
Yeah, that's what the Shlosh says, yeah. Yeah, okay, so anyway.
Avram and Stein also, Hashem counted himself as one of the minions, as part of the minions, that he wouldn't destroy Stein.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the question is, did Rabbi Kiva accept it or not? Tashma, Echad Ladin V'Echad Latzdaka, one for judgment and one for righteousness. Divrei Rabbi Kiva, this is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. But so it sounds like Rabbi Kiva accepted it. Amar Le'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Elazar ben Azariah said, Akiva, what are you doing in the Zagadata business? Akiva Malcha Itzal Hagada. Why are you getting involved in Agadata? Klach mid Broisecha Itzal Negam Va'Oilos. Go learn some, you know, meat and potatoes. Go learn Negam and Oilos. Ella, but rather, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Echad L'Kisei, one chair is God's throne, Ve'Echad L'Shrafraf, one is God's footstool. Kisei Le'Shev Olav, his throne to sit on, Shrafraf Lahadam Raglav, the footstool as a footstool. Shenemar Hashamayim Kisi, the heaven is God's throne, Va'aretz Hadam Raglav, and the earth is God's footstool. Fine. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, we know Rav Dimi visited Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said, Shmoina Esrei Klalois Kilel Yeshaya Es Yisrael. 18 curses, Isaiah cursed the Jewish people. V'le Niskarara Daitai, and he was not satisfied. Ad she omer lahem hamikra hazeh, until he said this pasuk. Now that doesn't reflect well on Yeshaya. Yeshaya gave it to the Jews and he wasn't happy until he gave them the real whammer. Well, what's that all about? So we're going to see what that means. Is of course Yeshaya was a caring shepherd. The thing was, when he said that 18th klala, the 18th klala was that people are going to be mechutzafim to tamid chachamim. So Rabbi Yeshaya said that's the sign that Mashiach is coming. You know, so that's why he was Niskara. He wasn't trying to inflict harm, Chas v'Shalom on Klal Yisrael, but he wasn't happy with all these klalos until one meant that the end was near. So the Turei Evan, the Shagas Aryeh, asks that these are not the only 18 Peronios in Yeshaya. There are many, many klalos in Yeshaya. What's special about these 18? So he says, what's special about these 18 is all the other klalos, you could always ward off. How do you ward off a klala? Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah wards off everything. But these 18 klalos are the disappearance of Tamei Chachamim. So these klalos, there's no way to overcome them, because if there's no Tamei Chachamim, there's no Limud HaTorah. Fine, let's see what they are. Ad she'amar lahem hamikra hazeh. He was not satisfied. until he said the following pasuk: Yirhavu, they will domineer hanar bezakin, the youth over the elder, v'hanikla benichbad, and the base one will domineer the respectable one. So this was the final klala, and this klala, Yishai was finally happy, because since the Mishnah says at the end of Saita, that the ikvah said the Mashiach chutzpa yaske, brazenness will proliferate. So Yishai said, Baruch Hashem, this will be the beginning of the end. So now we're going to go through the 18 klalas. What, you know, I'm sure that what better thing could you do on a Sunday morning than go through 18 disastrous klalas? Okay, you ready for the 18 klalas? Says Gemara, Shmoneh Esrei Klalas Ma'aninu. What are the 18 curses? The Chsiv, Kihine Ha'adon Hashem Tzvakos. For behold, the Master, the Lord of Legions, Meisim Yerushalayim Yehuda, will remove from Jerusalem and from Yehuda Mishan Umashena, support and mainstay. That's 1 and 2. Kol Mishan Lechem, all support of bread. V'chol Mishan Mayim, all support of water. Gibar, who will remove every hero. V'ish Melchama, every man of war. Shoifet, every judge. V'navi, every prophet. V'koisim, every diviner. V'zakin, an elder. Sar Chamishim, captain of 50s. V'naso Yipanim, who will remove every respected person. V'yoyetz, every advisor. V'chacham Charashim, every scholar of scholars. V'navoin Lachash, who will remove every understander of secret. Vinasati Na'arim Sarim, he will make youngsters the leaders, Vita'alulim Yimshulbam, mockers will rule over them. So now we're going to explain what are these 18 curses. Mishan, support, Elubali Mikra, those who are proficient in Psukim. That's what everything is supported by. Everything rests on the support of the Psukim. Mashena, mainstay, Elubali Mishnah, those who master the Mishnah is Kagan Rabbi Huda ben Tema, the Chavirav. Now, this is an amazing sugya. We'll have to explain it more a different time. Pligiba Rapapa Rabbanan. Rapapa argued on the... There's Machlokes Rapapa Rabbanan. Chad Omar Sheish Meos Sidrei Mishnah. Some say that at Sinai, God gave Moses 600 Siddarim of Mishnah. People mistakenly think Rebbe wrote Shishay Sidrei Mishnah. Not true. There was always Mishnayos. And there was always recorded Mishnayos. And in fact, there was more recorded Mishnayos. There were 600 or 700 recorded Mishnayos. But then in the times of Hillel, or according to the Gra, in the times of the Chorban, it was forgotten, and Rebbe just condensed it in the Shisa Shidur Mishnah. There were 600 Siddharma of the Mishnah, V'chad Omar Sheva Meos Sidrei Mishnah. By the way, when do we ever think about it? Every single morning. You look at your tefillin, you have the shin. Shin on one side, 300. Shin on the other side, 300. This is our crown, the 600 Siddur Mishnah. People want to know, why are there four legs on one of the shins? According to the Manda Omer, 700. The three-legged shin is 300, the four-legged shin is 700. That's what the Ben Yoyada writes. That's the crown of Klal Yisrael. Ko Mishan Lechem, every support of bread, Elo Balei Talmud. These are the masters of Gemara. Shenemar, Lechu Lachmu Belachmi. Come, partake of my bread. Ushusu B'yein Masachti. And drink the wine of my mixing. What does it mean? V'chol mishan mayim elu balei hagada. These are the masters of hagada. Why? Because of all types of tamei chachamim, the ones that know how to pull on the drawstrings of the heart are those who are expert in agadata. Shemoshchen libay shal adam kamayim. They're able to pull on the heart of a person like water. But agada with agadic teachers. Gibor, who's a mighty person? Zebal shmuay, someone who has clear traditions of halacha from the earlier masters. Someone who's proficient, Rashi says, in the statements of the early masters. V'ish melchama, a man of warfare, zeh sheyodea lisav litim melchamta shel Torah. Those who know how to argue in Torah. If you remember from your yeshiva days, you have some guys, if you have a question, they could cite chapter and verse. This is what the Rebbe said. But if you have a Rebbe Kivager and you want to be mefalpel, there's some guys, you know, they don't know exactly what it says in a veinig. But when it comes to arguing, you know, you're not going to start up with them. They have sharp analysis. They have the give and take of learning. Shoifet zed dayin shadon et din emes amitai. That's a judge who judges a case to the truth of the truth. What does it mean, the truth of the truth? Ayin toisus megillah. That din emes amitai means, let's say we go to court, and according to the simple procedures, it looks like you're telling the truth and you're not. But the Dayan smells that there's something fishy over here. So the Dayan doesn't settle just to rely on the official protocol. He's going to take extra legal measures to fish out what's really going on. Navi, what's a prophet? Kamashmai, as it implies. Kaisem, a diviner, Zemelech, that's the king. Shenemar, Koisem al Sifse Melech. It's like there's divination on the lips of a king. A king always looks like he's divining. Why? Because since the king is wealthy, and people stand to gain from him, so he has a lot of tattlers. Everyone's always tattling to the king, to curry favor with the king. So it looks like the king's a magician. He always knows everybody's secret business. But he's not a magician. He just has Bali Lashon Hara, who are in cahoots with him. Zaken, Zesh Sharoi Lishiva. Zaken is someone who is fit to be in the academy. Rashi says that means someone who you could take advice from. So from here we see, to take advice from somebody, they have to be old, they need life experience. Sar Chamishim, officer of 50s, I'll take Sar Chamishim, Ela Sar Chumashin. This is someone who knows how to debate in the five books of Moses. So you say, what? How is that different than what we said earlier? What? Balei Mikra. So they're different interpretations. I would just say very simply, Balei Mikra is somebody who knows the psukim and knows the storyline, but someone who has sharp analysis in the psukim, as if somebody who had sharp analysis in the Gemara. Davar acher sar chamishim kudravo. Damar Rav Yavo mikan shein ma'amidim etorgam al tzira pachzim chamishim shana. From here we learn, in order to be the translator, either the translator has to be 50 years old, or the person reading the Torah has to be 50 years old, that you need to have a certain age stature to appoint a metorgamon. V'noise v'nosu panim, literally someone who's respected. Zesh shenoisin panim l'dor b'avurai l'mala. That is somebody who they, from heaven, they show the generation favoritism because of him. For example, who? Kugan Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Like Rashi says, that the Gemara says in Tainis on Chav Da'adam and Behiz, the Gemara says, everyone is sustained in the merit of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Like it says, Kol ha'olam einoi nizoin ela b'shvel Chanina b'ni. Lemata! And also, they have to show the generation favoritism. What? He eats boxer. Which is, I don't know how that's even humanly possible. So, right? So, lamata, below, that they show the generation favoritism below, could go in Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Avohu, Bei Kezar, the house of the Caesar. Whenever Rabbi Avohu came out to the house of the Caesar, then they would sing praises of Rabbi Avohu.
Are these still part of the 18 curses?
What? Yeah, I mean, the curse, the 18 curses are the removal of these 18 prominent figures in Klal Yisrael. I don't know how you could do this, Blad and Daf Yomi. Yeah? Yoyetz, advisor, sheyodea la'aber shanim v'lekvay chadashim. They know how to make an ibur yar by adding a month, or to establish the months by knowing how many days are in the month. V'chacham ze talmid hamachkim esraboisav. A chacham is a student who makes his teachers wise. Charashim, carpenters. That when this guy opens his mouth in words of Torah, kol nasim charashim, everyone's silent. Meaning, you know, the guy, when he opens it, everyone, he silences the audience, he silences the group, because everyone has deference to his opinion. V'navayin, zeh hameivin davar mitach davar. Someone who's able to infer one matter from the other. Lachash, someone who's worthy to give over to him the secrets of Torah, which was given in secret. Vinasati na'arim sarehem. Vamai vinasati na'arim sarehem. Amar Rabbi Lezer, elu b'nei adam, shemin urin min ha-mitzvais. These are people. So this is the 18th curse, that the youth will rule over them. These are people who are empty from mitzvais. The ta'alulam yimshulbam, makers will rule over them. Amra papa bar Yaakov, tali b'nei tali, a fox, the son of a fox. Meaning a nobody, the son of a nobody. They will be the rulers. But still, Yeshaya was not consoled until he said the following. V'lei niskara daitoi, Yeshaya was not consoled, ad sha'amra lohem, until he said to them, yirhavu hanar v'zakein. The youth will domineer the old. Elu b'nei Adam, these are people, sheminu urim min ha-mitzvais, who are empty from mitzvais. Yirhavu, they will domineer, the mi shememula the mitzvahs karimain. The people who are empty from mitzvahs will rule over those who are full of mitzvahs, like a pomegranate. V'hanikla b'nichbad, a lowly person will rule over an honorable person. Yavai mi shechamurois doimos alav kekalois. Let someone come whose strict mitzvahs are like light mitzvahs to them. V'yirhavu, and let them domineer. V'mi shekalois doimos alav kechamurois, over someone who light mitzvahs are like strict mitzvahs. So let's finish up here. Amar Rav Katina. Rav Katina says that even though these 18 curses are very severe, because all the important people in Kais are being removed, and this is portending the impending Chorban, but afilu b'shas kishloina shel Yushalayim, even at the time of the downfall of Yushalayim, lo pasku mehem balei amana, at the very least, they still had honest people. Shenemar. Why? Because we're going to see, since all the Talmid Chacham were gone, they went to different people. Teach me, teach me, teach me. And the guy didn't say, okay, I'll teach you. He said, I don't know nothing. I don't know anything. So at least he was honest. So that's a redeeming quality. Shenemar, ki yispa, ki yitafes ish ba'achav. If man will grab his brother, beis aviv, in his father's house, lemar, saying, simla l'chei, you have a garment, meaning you know some Torah. Kitzinti alanu, be a chief to us. Which means dvarim shibnei adam eskasin kasimla, that matter which people are covered with like a garment, yeshnan tachas yadecha, you have, you're bucky in them. That Rashi says this refers to matters that people are covered with. These people would hide because nobody wanted to be proven, nobody wanted to be asked, teach me, and then they would have to admit they don't know anything. So when it says dvarim shebnei adam miskasim kisimla, those things that people hide themselves about, meaning the knowledge of Torah, you know. Vehamachshela hazois, you also know this stumbling block. Torah is called a stumbling block because you don't get it the first time, you don't get it the second time. You have to keep on plugging away, and then ultimately you'll get it. Mai vehamachshela hazois, what is this stumbling block? Dvarim she'ein bnei adam oimdim aleihem, matters that people don't understand immediately, elam kein nichshol bahen, unless they stumble on, yeshnan tachas yadecha, you have in your possession. Yisa b'yemahu leimar, they swore on that day saying, loy eya choyvesh, I will not be an imprisoner, meaning I won't be a ruler, meaning I won't teach you. Ubebeisi ein lechem, they said, I don't have any bread in my house. Ve'ein simla, I don't have any clothing. Loy sesimuni katzin, don't make me a chieftain of the people. So now we explain what this means. Yisa, ein yisa, ela lashon shvua. Yisa is a language of an oath. Shenemar, lo yisisa, Hashem, Hashem, leikecha. Do not bear the name of Hashem, your God. Lo eya choyvesh. I will not be an imprisoner. Lo yisi mi choyvshe beis hamedrish. I was never one of the big masmidim, the guy says. I was never someone who was sequestered in the beis medrash. Ubebeisi ein lechem. I don't have bread in my house. Ein simla. So we see, even when Yerushalayim was being destroyed, at least they were honest. And when they said, teach me, they said, we don't know nothing. I'm not that guy.
That's a good quality.
And that's a good quality. Well, they should lie and say you were a big time to ask away. They don't know nothing. They say, I wasn't that guy. I wasn't that guy in yeshiva. Says the Gemara, V'dilma shani asam. How do you know they were honest? Well, what do you want them to say? Yeah, I'm a big Talmid Chacham, then we're going to fire them. So it's not they're being honest, they're just being smart. What's a riot that they're being honest? We could catch them. V'dilma shani asam, di amar lu gamirna, if they would have said they learned, amri le, emolan. Then we would have said, nu zagibur, say, if you, so give a shir if you know. So Gemara says, no, if they weren't honest, you know what they would have said? I don't remember right now. I forgot. They should have said they forgot. What did they say? We never learned. They could have said, "Gamar b'shachach." We learned and forgot. My loy eya chayvesh. What does it mean? I won't be a sequestered one. Loy eya chayvesh klal. I am not a. I was never a masmid at all. So Gemara says, "Eini," but it's not true. Because we know one of the reasons Yerushalayim was destroyed is because there were no honest people. We know Jerusalem was not destroyed until the Balei Amana were were ceased. Shenemar shaitetu b'chutzes shalayim, walk about the outskirts of Jerusalem. Ru'u na, and see, please. Udu'u eno, u'bikshu b'chavaysa, and seek in their marketplaces. Im timtzu ish, if you'll find a man. Im yesh oisa mishpat, if anyone does justice. Mevake shemuna, who seeks truth. Ve'eslach loy, then I'll forgive. So we see there were no honest people. Says Gemara, loy kasha, haba divrei Torah, haba masa. They were honest in Torah when they said we're Amaratzim, but they were dishonest in business. Rabbi, have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.